نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد الله تبارك وتعالى mentions in the Quran Sharif the story of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. It has been mentioned in different places, but last night we heard the dua of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, which he made in the stomach of the whale. Now whichever story Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us in the Quran Sharif, there is a lesson for us. And for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there is great consolation and great amount of hope that is created when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reports certain du'as of certain anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And in reality, those du'as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself inspired them to make. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, some places he is referred to as Sahibul Hut, and somewhere Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala calls him Zunnun because of him going into the stomach of the whale. I have discussed this at length in some majlis of mine, but nevertheless we are reciting the same Quran Sharif in the Taraweeh, and the same Quran Sharif we have to recite all our lives. And we have to take the same lessons from those ayat and see how much we have developed our iman. So in the short time that we have in the mornings, we cannot go into any detailed tafsir, but last night while listening in the Taraweeh, this ayat, as I say, some ayat, they grip your attention. So looking at the conditions of distress that are at present in the society, just yesterday I received a letter, and I get so many like this now that you can't even keep count. Is Allah Ta'ala listening to me, or is He complicating my affairs? So we can see how people are not even concerned what kind of statements they are making. They are losing their hope and trust and faith in Allah Ta'ala instead of changing their lifestyles. خود تو بدلتے نہیں قرآن کو بدل دیتے ہیں. They don't want to change themselves. They want to change the Quran Sharif. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not going to listen, then who is going to listen? Do we have another Allah that will listen? If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if He is not going to listen, then who else is going to listen? But we all experience in our own lives with our children that many a times they demand certain things, but we don't give them. For we know that at that moment in time, that is not the best thing for them. Our wisdom tells us that, hold on, this is not the right time. They will be given what they are asking, but there is an occasion, there is a place for it, there is a time for it. And sometimes it is a punishment. Throughout the world, don't we hear, the child was grounded. What is the meaning of grounded? Or the person was deprived of certain privileges that the person had. So there are reasons why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala delays the giving of that which the person is asking for. If I'm going to go in that line, just now we'll miss out on the brief explanation of this verse. So Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, in the stomach of the whale. Now I'm not going into the discussion, inshallah, some other time, of what happened, why he was put into the stomach of the whale. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَظَنُّون, and as I said, that Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, noon means fish, or whale in this case. إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّنَّ قَدِيرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Now this is on the tongues of many, many people, this dua. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself referred to this in one of the hadith sharif we have. If the person makes dua with those words, that Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam made dua. In other words, he's got some problem, some difficulty, he's in distress, he's got some pain, and he makes dua in these same words, La ilaha illa anta subhanak. And then after that he asks Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove that distress. So Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, in the darkness, because Allah ta'ala says zulumat, the darkness of the night, the darkness of the waters of the ocean deep down, and the darkness of the stomach of the whale. Now three darkness. There could not have been any more darkness than what Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was in. Now if we say, how did he survive there? Now these type of questions people can ask. But for a Muslim, for a believer, and for any human being also, it is a stupid question that how did he survive in the stomach of the whale? Who is the one that keeps the child surviving in the stomach of the mother? But we never had any problem with understanding that. Did anybody have any problem with understanding? Or can we say the child is dead? From day one it's dead. After the ruh and the soul comes into the child, and the child starts kicking and moving, and the doctor also, or the gynecologist also, says that now the time is up, but the child is alive and well and kicking. Don't they say that? Or they will tell you the child is dead. So who is it that keeps the child surviving in the stomach of the mother? And is the stomach of the mother well lit up? There's bright lights there, or there's darkness there too. So this is the weakness of our understanding. Therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he says in the Quran Sharif, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابْ لَا رَيْبَ فِي, that book that is the Kitab, the Quran Sharif, the Kalam of Allah ta'ala, there is no doubt in the book, there is no doubt. We say so many people have so many doubts. So if they have so many doubts, those doubts are in their heads. They must get their heads examined. They must take it for treatment. Their mizaj and nature is not right. The Quran Sharif has got no doubt. If there's any doubt, it's in their heads because of their environment, their weakness, their shortcoming. So nevertheless, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, darkness upon darkness upon darkness. And he says, La ilaha illa anta subhanak. La ilaha illa anta. Meaning that there is no one else before whom a person can bow down, prostrate, or worship, or submit himself totally, except Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I'm just giving you this explanation. Besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we cannot submit ourselves totally to anyone. As far as ibadat is concerned, it is of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala alone. And as I mentioned last night, until when do we have to make ibadat? There's a new audience now. That ibadat is not for a few days or for a few months or a few years. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he created us for ibadat. وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have not created man and jinn except for the purpose of ibadat. And I explained last night to some extent that this ibadat is not just the performance of salat or giving of zakat. Sometimes to perform salat is ibadat, sometimes to give zakat is ibadat, sometimes to go for hajj is ibadat, sometimes to bring the medication for the old parents, for the wife, for the children, that is ibadat. Sometimes to go and earn livelihood for those children and for the family, that is ibadat. Sometimes to stand in tahajjud is ibadat. Sometimes to go for jihad is ibadat. So ibadat is fulfillment of the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which is directed at that person at that moment in time. That is ibadat. If the person is making Allahu Akbar and is reading nafil namaz upon nafil namaz, and in the meantime his old parents are requiring his assistance and help, his family is suffering and they've got no food at home, and he says, no, I'm in ibadat. Why should I go to the bazaar and marketplace to go and earn? Then we will say he hasn't understood what ibadat is. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in another ayat, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ You must make ibadat of your Rabb until when? Until yaqeen. Yaqeen means death. So we have to go on and on. And as I said last night, that we can't get tired. We can't say that I made so many years ibadat, now I'm tired. That ibadat that we are making should have created intense love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts by now. And especially the person who is 20 years, 30 years or 50 years in ibadat, fulfilling the ahkam. He should have created so much of love for Allah Ta'ala that it becomes his lifestyle. Like the fish deep down in the water, it is comfortable and it is happy. And no fish up till now I know has complained deep down in the water that I am now tired of the water. Too long I've been in the water. Now I'm catching a cold in the water. My temperature is going high. They enjoy the water. So Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Glory be to thee. Inni kuntu minaz zalimin. That I am from those who have done injustice upon myself. From those who do injustice, they do injustice upon themselves. In other words, are you harm yourself, or from those who are transgressors? But there, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no deliberate transgression, there was no sin that he had committed. It was not that he disobeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala like we disobey. It was just his error of judgment that he left the people and went away before the azab of Allah ta'ala came and before Allah ta'ala's order came. Because he could see the azab of Allah coming, and he's warning the people that give up your sins, make tawbah, turn towards Allah, believe in him. But they kept on rejecting, so he could see the azab of Allah coming. So he warned them that in 3 days' time the azab will come. And he left them and went away. And in the meantime, they made so much of tawbah and istighfar and repentance that Allah Ta'ala forgave them. So it was just an error of judgment. He didn't deliberately commit any sin. So he's saying, Inni kuntu minaz zalimin. So Allah Ta'ala, what does he say? That is the main point. And that inshallah we'll discuss tomorrow. The time is up. But this is the lesson that we have to take, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he is listening. Now deep down in the waters of the ocean, just as Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and gave him miraj right up above the heavens, called him in his presence. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went a distance that no man and no angel could ever reach. Nobody could reach that place. Miraj mein jab pahunche Nabi, sar jhuka kar Jibril ye kehne lage, ae Rasool Khuda, ab siwa aapke, isse aage jo jayega, wo jal jayega. That was his status. So he gave him miraj there, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that's his shan. And he gave Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam miraj right in the bottom of the ocean. That means he heard him right there and he heard him right there. Showing that wherever you are, in whichever locality, whichever place, in whichever condition, wherever you may be, the requirement is La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Inshallah we'll continue tomorrow. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us such love of his. That is the deficiency in our lives. Love makes a person move mountains. May Allah ta'ala give us such love of his and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we refrain and restrain ourselves from making such kind of statements when a little bit of difficulty and hardship comes. Just a little bit of difficulty and hardship. And what is that difficulty, or what was the difficulty? Only that person knows who wrote to me and I know. So I'm not mentioning any name and nobody knows who I'm talking about. But the difficulty was that this young person, for 1.5-2 years, he took up the grapevine, making a lot of promises that I will be marrying you. In the meantime, he got married to somebody else. So she's heartbroken. Now in that state now she's saying that, is Allah listening or is complicating my life? So who complicated her life? Allah Ta'ala complicated it. That whole 2 years of communication, or courting, or corresponding, or chit-chatting. Who was complicating her life? Did Allah Ta'ala complicate it? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must give us understanding. we are complicating our own lives and then we blame Allah Ta'ala. Shaitan says, Hansi aati hai mujhe hazrat-e-insan par. Hansi aati hai mujhe hazrat-e-insan par. Guna karta hai khud, lanat bhejta hai shaitan par. Feel like laughing over man. Commits the sins himself and then he says, curse upon shaitan. May Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiyul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.